You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Barrett. Coming up, we'll look at the rise and fall of online humor and satire sites and find out why social media has been a double-edged sword for internet comedy. First, if you're a Facebook user, you might be getting a message from the company. You'll find out if your personal information may have been improperly shared with Cambridge Analytica. That's the British political consulting firm tied to the Trump 2016 presidential campaign. According to initial estimates, 50 million Facebook users may have been affected, but last week the social media company said more like 87 million, maybe. In response to the controversy, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said the company would soon give users more say over how companies use their digital data, much like European privacy rules that are set to kick in next month. The Federal Trade Commission is looking into whether Facebook broke a 2011 agreement designed to protect users' privacy. Zuckerberg himself is scheduled to testify before two Senate committees tomorrow and a House committee on Wednesday. He talked privately with members of Congress today. Meanwhile, Facebook Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg went on a media blitz last week, apologizing for the data harvest. On Fox News, she tried to assure people that Facebook is serious about keeping user information safe.
This is a long process. We are going through and systematically looking. We expect to find more, just like we did this week, and then we're going to proactively come out. We're going to fix the problems, tell people about them. We know that we need to make a different level of investment here, and one we should have done sooner, but we're doing in a very big way now.
So now what? Young Mi Kim is a professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at UW-Madison. She's also a faculty affiliate in the Department of Political Science and the Center for Science and Technology Studies. Young Mi, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
What are your thoughts on how Facebook has been responding to this particular controversy?
I believe Facebook making a significant step in the right direction, given that there is no clear data protection or transparency measures right now.
Is this something that Facebook, you think, should have been dealing with in advance instead of kind of playing catch up now?
Of course, they should have done this like before the election and then before they launched the Facebook, the company.
And can you talk about what kind of data, affecting 87 million people here, what kind of data this this consulting company ended up with?
So Cambridge Analytica got the personal information of 50 million users, or up to like 87 million users in their friends' networks. So personal information include like a profile information that anything you put users put on the Facebook, and then their friends' information. So that's a significant personal information that the users are not aware that third-party companies like Cambridge Analytica scraped all this like information. So that is a significant problem.
Isn't this a part of how Facebook makes money in the first place? Third-party companies come along, they put apps and things like that on Facebook in order to get access to that kind of data?
Yes, that's correct. Like, that's how the digital media platform works these days. At the digital big data age, like data is money. And then all the information has very useful pieces of information that could be merged with the other data sets, commercial marketing data or voter registration data or public records. Everything is going to be useful for algorithm, like a digital platform services provide and then use for better advertising. But the real problem here, I believe, is that the Cambridge Analytica was hired by dozens of political campaigns, including the Trump campaign. So we gave in our data without consent for a particular political campaigns leaning toward the political disposition. So that is a problem. That's why, in addition to like a general data protection and security measures, Facebook recently announced transparency and accountability for electoral systems, particularly political ads, including both electoral ads and then issue ads.
We're talking to Young Mi Kim from the UW-Madison Department of Journalism and Mass Communication, looking at Facebook in the news this week. Mark Zuckerberg going before Congress to talk about how user data is used and possibly misused. And Young Mi, following up on what you just said, you've been part of research looking at the 2016 election campaign and who was promoting stuff on Facebook and what they were doing. Can you talk about some of your findings?
Sure. The research is to be published in an academic journal. This is like a first, to our best knowledge, that the first largest scale like a scientific research about who are running political ads and who are targeted on the Facebook. So this research looked at the groups and sponsors, like the sources behind divisive issue campaigns, like abortion, LGBT, gun, racial issues, and nationalism and the like, and who are targeted with these messages. What we found is that there are a lot of suspicious groups or unidentifiable unknown actors on digital Facebook, in this case Facebook, and then they ran a large volume of campaigns, but those campaigns are run by like a large number of like small niche groups or sham groups that people never heard of before.
Right. There are some groups that are registered with the Federal Elections Commission. They run TV ads, and they, you found, were responsible for some of the content that was appearing on Facebook during the elections, but not most of it. Is that right?
That's correct. That is like one of the shocking results. We found that only 7 out of 228 groups we identified are FEC groups, like FEC, the groups that did file a report about their political activities to Federal Election Commission. Some of the groups do not have a good disclosure and disclaimer requirements. That's the limitation of the current election law. But some of them, like a half of the groups we found, are suspicious groups that we are not easily identifiable. So like, we matched like a group's names. We searched the groups like through like various databases, like IRS-based data, FEC data, and other like research databases. But we still were not able to find those groups. Some of those groups turned out to be linked to like a Russian Kremlin linked to groups, like a House Intelligence Committee released the public data in part, like back in November 2017. One out of 6 our suspicious groups turned out to be those Russian groups.
And the rest of the suspicious groups, we don't necessarily know who funded them or anything?
No, nothing.
So what do you expect to see change now between Facebook policy, between possible government intervention here? Do you think things will change significantly by this year's elections?
So Facebook announced that they will roll out like new transparency measures in later this spring so that they are better prepared before the midterm election this year. So key things, as I mentioned briefly, is that like they will require some verification processes. All political advertisers have to be verified before posting ads. And then Facebook will require anyone buying issue ads to undergo the same processes. However, what I feel like is that what constitutes political ads or what constitutes like an issue ads? The definition itself is very it's not easy. Like, a lot of like, academic researchers spend like an entire career to research what is political and what is not political, and the legal terms for issue ads, we don't have like a terms like that. Like, we just call like the campaigns that containing it some issues. We call them like issue ads. But what are issue ads? Like, there are still controversies. So I'm not 100% certain that Facebook will be able to clearly identify a political ad and an issue ad. For example, some of the Russian ads we found is just black business, black girls promoting a black business. Is that issue ad? We don't know. So it is. I think at the Facebook level, like a technological digital platform levels, like a self-regulation, have to some limitations.
We'll leave it there for now. Thanks to Youngmi Kim, professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at UW-Madison. Talked with her about the latest developments and the controversy surrounding Facebook and Cambridge Analytica.